100.1 The Moose, the biggest variety in the North. I'm Greg Kay. Joining me on the line is Ted Grant, who is the owner of both Simpson Air and Haney Mountain Lodge. Part of our staycation interviews. Thanks so much for joining me, Ted Grant.
Hello.
So there's so much to see and do in the Fort Simpson area and the Haney area. And part of that, that's what you do. You take people on flights to get to see just the beauty of the area, including the Virginia Falls, the Glacier Lake. What is the coolest thing that you've seen in the area?
Oh, in the Nahanni, there's so many, and I wouldn't put one over the other. Like Virginia Falls, which is twice the height of Niagara Falls. It's spectacular all summer long, whether it's high water or low water. But then there's Glacier Lake and the glaciers, the Cirque of the Unclimbables. When I market the Nahanni trips for our day trips or canoeing trips, I market it's like going to see six other national parks in North America. It's like going to see Banff and Jasper, the Columbia Ice Fields, Yellowstone, Yosemite, the Grand Canyon, and Niagara Falls all in one, except our waterfall, Virginia Falls, is twice the height of Niagara.
And talk a little bit about like the difference of going and seeing something on a hike or something and going and getting to see it up in the air.
Yeah, seeing a lot of the topography and geology, et cetera, from the air is pretty spectacular. But if you get a chance to get on the ground to see Summit, it's a totally different perspective. It's like taking pictures of Little Doctor Lake. Little Doctor Lake is one of the most scenic places in North America. Flying over it, it's very scenic, but you got to be on the ground to actually really appreciate what it looks like.
Now, as we mentioned, it's kind of a two-pronged company because you got Simpson Air as well. You have the lodge. With the lodge, talk a little bit about what can people expect if they go and book the lodge?
Well, my lodge, the way I operate it, I operate different than any other lodge probably in North America. I don't mix groups. So if it's just a family of four, they get the whole place themselves. The four log cabins, four boats, four canoes, and the quarter-mile-long sand beach, and that view, and there's nobody else there, so it's very exclusive.
Now, do they have to, like, take a flight to get there on Simpson Air?
Yeah, we fly them in. A lot of times we'll do a combined trip. We'll do a day tour to the park, to Virginia Falls and possibly Glacier Lake, and then back to Little Doctor Lake, and then we'll drop people off there for 3, 4, or 5 days, whatever they want, and then go back and pick them up. Or a few people just want the lodge itself. They don't do the day tour. So we fly them from Fort Simpson out to the lodge, half-hour flight, and then go back and pick them up when their days are finished.
So you really do, you're really on your own. You get to be in your own world for a week.
Yes. Yeah, it's a very spectacular scenery, and I really enjoy it. I've had it for 35 years. I don't get a chance to use it very much myself, but anybody that's been ever out there figures it's one of the most spectacular views they've ever seen anywhere.
For the lodge trip, how much does it cost, and how can they go about booking it?
The stay is varied depending on the number of people and the number of days they stay there, whether it's just a specific lodge stay or a combined day tour. Like our day tours for Fort Simpson, Virginia Falls day tour, and then back to Little Doctor Lake, back to Simpson, is a six-hour tour, and that's $518 per person. The longer day tour, after stopping at Virginia Falls, and we also go further up the valley to Glacier Lake to see the Cirque of the Unclimbables and the glaciers, and then back to Little Doctor Lake and back to Fort Simpson, that's an eight-hour tour, and that's $670 per person. And then the lodge, it just depends on the number of days and the number of people, so that varies.
All this information, if you want, if you're interested, the website is simpsonair.ca. You can get all the information on the tours, on the lodge, of the area. It's really cool. There's a lot of just information you can go through on the website.
Yes, that's correct. And this summer, the lodge has been basically full for the whole summer from all Northerners, most from Yellowknife, a few from Fort Simpson here, and some from Hay River and Fort Smith. And anybody that's been out there have really enjoyed it. And some of them are booking for next summer. They want to go back.
Well, and as we mentioned, like, sure, you can go on hikes and whatnot, but this is an experience you will only get by air.
So, exactly, yeah.
So it's going to be very cool. So if you're looking for something to do for a staycation, this is a great thing you can look at. Again, all the information is on simpsonair.ca. Thanks so much for joining me, Ted.
Thank you very much.